Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome to today's episode of the podcast. So excited to have you guys here and want to say something quickly. I know some of you listen to the podcast, some of you have been listening to the YouTube channel, but I'm really excited. You know, we've been here on the podcast kind of talking about social media and what works, what doesn't. And so when I started talking about it in mid-September, I told you I was going to kind of let this roll until the end of the year, share everything about my journey on social media, what I'm learning, what works, what doesn't, all those things. So I also want to encourage you with a couple things. So again, some of you just listen to the podcast, but I want to encourage you, especially this week, to do me a favor and also follow my YouTube channel. You will see a lot of themes, especially kind of as we get through November and December, right? This week on the channel, I talked about, you know, your avatar in real estate and why you need it on the video on Tuesday. And then today, the video is talking about how your avatar can lead to sales. So today on the podcast, we are going to, you know, talk about your missing avatar and those kinds of things. But I just want to share with you, right, that if you're struggling with this, make sure you kind of combine both of these things. Listen to or watch or whatever, both YouTube videos this week, and listen to, of course, this podcast episode as well. So again, check those out. And especially not only, you know, today and this week, but over the weeks and months to come, because you're going to start to see themes that you'll see on video on the YouTube channel, and then also here on the podcast episode each week as well. So let's jump into it, right? If your social media is not working, it is probably not because your content is bad, even though that does happen. It is because you are what? You are all over the place. You know, you're talking to everyone. And when you talk to everyone, I firmly believe you connect with no one. So maybe I age myself, or some of you may have seen it, but there is a Disney Pixar movie, The Incredibles. And, you know, in that movie, you know, there's a kid, Incredible, you know, he calls himself Incrediboy. He wants to be just like Mr. Incredible. And Mr. Incredible at this point in the movie says, "Go home, buddy. When everyone's special, no one is," right? And so, you know, kind of a silly example, but I think that relates so much to what we are doing on social media. If you try to make everybody special, everybody connect with you, everybody understand you, you will reach absolutely no one. So when you talk to everyone, you actually are talking to no one. So we're going to fix that today and with the videos this week on YouTube, okay? We're going to dive into your missing avatar and why that might be the real reason that your posts are not converting into clients. I'm going to share how getting crystal clear about your ideal person or avatar can completely change your business. So I also want to tell you a couple things. First of all, I got this idea, you know, this idea from the avatar workshop, and the idea comes from a great podcaster, John Lee Dumas, who hosts the Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast. He teaches entrepreneurs how to define their perfect customer and then speak to them. So I also want you to know that I have an avatar workshop on how you can build this in your real estate business. And so if you want this avatar workshop, please reach out to me. Reach out to me on social media, Instagram or Facebook. Look up John Shookman, but you'll find me online somehow. Figure out a way to reach out to me. So by the end of the, you know, the videos this week on YouTube and then this episode, my hope is you know exactly who you are talking to with every single post that you write and why you are talking to them. Like, you, we want you to have that clarity as well, which can transform your business. So here's the deal. When I started on social media, you guys know my story. I was talking to everybody, right? One day, first time home buyer, the next day about social media, and it was all over the place. And you know what happened? Nobody connects with that. People were confused, right? Even now, I have to be very careful because I have almost 50 agents in my downline here at eXp Realty, well, I'm also talking to buyers and sellers. So how do you balance all of that? Well, the avatar helps with that. But people are confused, right? It's like being at a party, trying to talk to 10 people at once. You're saying a lot, but no one's really listening, or it's so loud they cannot hear you. So you cannot, say so much that no one hears you. And so it wasn't until I defined this one perfect person that everything clicked. So what exactly is an avatar? And again, some of this I got through information from John Lee Dumas, but I do have an avatar worksheet as well. So your avatar is your one person who represents your perfect client, right? So it's not a demographic, it's a person. So here's the deal. When I ask realtors all the time, who is your avatar? They say, oh, first time home buyers that are between like 20 and 90 years old. Now, obviously, I'm being a little dramatic. That is not your avatar. That is way too all over the place. It cannot be first time home buyers in this age. It cannot be really, if even if it's like first time home buyers between 20 and 30, that's too broad. So John Lee Dumas taught me, and I learned this through, what he was teaching, that they have a specific name, a story, a struggle, a dream, right? So I, in a couple ways, have two different avatars because I'm growing, agent attraction and people that come to my brokerage and also my clients. But let's kind of focus on you and let's just pick one, right? For me, I have the perfect agent to join me. And it's they're not getting support, they need help on social media, those kinds of things. But I have it specific, like how long they've been in the business, what kind of volume they're doing, what kind of volume they want to be doing, et cetera. But for you guys, as I'm helping you grow your production here, let's focus on that. So your avatar, they need to have a name, a story, a struggle, and a dream, right? So in John Lee Dumas's worksheet that he has an avatar, and his avatar's name is Jimmy. And he has the exact age. So for John Lee Dumas, kind of teaching entrepreneurs how to grow businesses, as entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, those kinds of things, Jimmy is, 29 years old. He drives to a job he hates every single day and listens to Entrepreneurs on Fire, thinking about how he could become a business owner, right? Specific person. Age, how many kids he has, all those different things. Okay. So for me, and I also want you guys to understand, your avatar can shift over time. When I got into the business, my avatar was first time home buyers buying their first home. Why? Because that was me a couple years prior. My avatar over the past few years has shifted, because it will over your career, to be people upgrading from one home to another, right? And trying to sell and buy all at the same time and not be homeless, right? I literally had a showing tonight with friends who I've known for years that they are trying to buy a home and sell at the same time. Why? Because that's my avatar. That's the people I reach out to. That's the people I connect with. Now, here's what you need to know. I will still do business and deals with people that are not my ideal avatar. I've sold luxury homes, I've sold mobile homes, anywhere in between. But my avatar, that client I'm going for, is that person who bought a home, usually with me as a first-time home buyer. It happens all the time, and is now upgrading to home number two for their growing family. Okay? So when you know who that person is, you can speak to that person. So let me ask you guys something. Would I go out there and talk about how I am a mobile home expert? No, right? There's a lady in my area, and I'm not criticizing. She calls herself the trailer queen. That's all fine and good. I don't want to brand that way. That doesn't mean she shouldn't. I want to brand myself as the person who helps you as you go from no kids to one, or one to two, or two to three. I want to be there as you upgrade that home as your family grows, because guess what? That's what we did, right? We had our son, and then our daughter was born, and we started to think, okay, we need more space, right? When your content can say, oh my gosh, I feel like John or Amy or Micah or Mandy or Sarah or whatever is talking to me, when your content can do that to people, that is when you have found your avatar, right? So for me, my avatar, again, was that people, first time home buyers, and then it shifted. So here's the big secret of all this, guys. Social media, if we really think about it, is a series of one-on-one conversations at scale. You are not talking to thousands of people and should not be. You should be talking to one person thousands of times, right? So I tell you that I get 100,000 views a month, all for free, all organic on social media. Well, guess what? What does that mean? That means I should be thinking about that avatar. And of course, I have like five buckets, and we've kind of talked about that a little bit, right? And we'll talk about it more, right? But I speak to that avatar. And so I want you to think about this, right? So maybe pause this or whatever, okay? I want you to think about your content. Imagine that you were talking to your best friend, right? And maybe they are your avatar. Let's say it's a best friend who's also your avatar, right? So it's got to be someone that would fit into your avatar, but you're very close to, okay? Not a crowd, one person. Ask yourself, what are they struggling with today? What would you say to encourage them? And how can you make their life easier through what you post? That is the mindset shift that changes everything, okay? What is your avatar struggling with today? What would you say to encourage them? And how can you make their life easier through what you post? Okay. Before I understood my avatar, I was all over the place, right? Buying or selling, call me today. Now it looks like it's answering questions, really, right? I have had people that say, oh my goodness, I don't want to be homeless. So guess what? My content should talk about that for my avatar, right? And now think about it this way. So many of you on this side of it are my avatar, right? If you're a realtor tired of paying for leads and feeling overwhelmed with content creation and wanting to grow their business on social media for free, I can talk about that. That is my avatar. That's how I built the podcast, the YouTube channel, the social media, all these different things, right? So there's a big difference between just general stuff that you throw out there and stuff that builds know, like, and trust and connection with your avatar. Your audience does not need more junk on there. They don't. They don't need another advertisement. They don't need another random message or something that ChatGPT wrote for you. They need a message and a story that makes them feel seen. So some of you are going to say right now, like, oh, well, no, I can't niche down. I can't be doing that. I can't. I'm telling you, if you do that, it will help you. Some of you might be saying, but John, if I only talk to one person, I'm losing 99.99999% of people. But here's the truth. When you get specific, you attract more people because they finally know who you are and who you help, right? You know, you ever like been at a conference or at maybe church and a sermon or something like that, and they're preaching at you or speaking, and you're like, oh my goodness, they're talking to me. Well, that's because you fit into that avatar category that they are going for. No, they didn't write that sermon because of you, but if you are in that avatar, you will feel like it is written to you. And I want you to think about your social media that way. So the more clear you get with your message, the wider your reach. So this week, I want you to sit down and write out your avatar. Give them a name, describe them, know what keeps them up at night, answer those questions, right? What are they struggling with? How can you encourage them? How can you make their life easier through what you put out there and post? And if you want help with that process, right, reach out to me. I will give you, again, inspired by what John Lee Dumas created, which you can find online and it's free on there, or one specific for realtors, message me and I will give it to you and give you a step-by-step instruction for this. So if your social media isn't working, it is not because the algorithm hates you, which we'll talk about at some point. It is because you are all over the place and your audience does not even know who the heck you are talking to, and neither do you. So when you get clear on your message, one person, one message, speak to that avatar and speak to them like they're sitting across the table from you, you will have success. I promise you will. So if this episode helps you, please share it with another realtor who's trying to find their voice online and make sure you subscribe here to the podcast. And of course, check out the YouTube channel and watch the two videos there this week and each week. And this week specifically talking about this avatar idea and how it's changed my business. So next week, taking you behind the scenes on how I organize more of those content buckets that we talked about a few weeks ago. So appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Here if you need anything. And I will see you guys on our next podcast episode. Thanks so much for listening. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.